If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
She's a fashion blogger, model, and entrepreneur.
She's amazing.
The latest tips on fashion, beauty, wellness, travel, and her lifestyle. And now, here's the founder and creator of Not Basic Blonde, Olasha.
Hi, loves. Welcome back to another episode of Not Basic Blonde podcast. And I'm so honored to have my special guest today. She's Oscar-nominated, Emmy-winning, and she will be sharing the best entrepreneurship advice for women, the overview of the industry, and we will be discussing so many other great topics. My guest today is Cindy Coven. She's the Emmy-winning, Oscar-nominated producer who co-founded Initial Entertainment Group in 1995. From its conception to its sale in 2000, IG became a leading film production and foreign sales company. It also had many successes, including Emmy, nominated for Rent-A-Kid, Emmy, Golden Globe, and People's Choice nominations for These Walls Could Talk, 4 Oscar wins for Traffic, and so much more. Since forming Cindy Coven Entertainment, Cindy has won an Emmy with the documentary The Miracle on 42nd Street and has produced films with various A-list talents such as Robert De Niro, Cillian Murphy, and Woody Harrelson, and so many more. Cindy was named Women of the Year by the Women Image Network, as well as Humanitarian of the Year by the Hollywood Film Festival. It's such an interesting episode, guys. I'm so honored to have Cindy on my podcast. So make sure to tune in and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, Cindy. I'm so excited to have you on and so honored to have such a superstar on my podcast. How are you today?
I'm good. So great to be on this too with you.
Thank you. And you're being so famous. We would love to know, how did you start your career? How did it all begin? And how did you get in the industry?
I began a long time ago. I graduated from college with a degree in psychology, which is totally different. I took that infamous year off before getting a PhD, and that year became a lifetime. I ended up going back to Florida, which is where I grew up, And for a brief time, I became a songwriter, but actually did quite well. Simon Cowell and I kind of came up together. My first song was an artist named Sunita, which she produced, and we went top 10 all throughout Europe. And that kind of segued me to come to California. And then I got fascinated with the film business and started as a PA and worked my way all the way up and eventually took all my money as a songwriter and put it into a film company. I figured, if I didn't believe in myself, who would? And I never thought it would do as well as it did. And 5 years later, we'd either bought, financed, or produced 25 movies. I had already gotten an Emmy, a Golden Globe, and a People's Choice nomination, and 4 Oscar wins on a movie that we had produced. And so kind of was this crazy run. And then I took about 6 years off, which at the height of my career, nobody thought I would do. And I just kind of wanted to be a girl again. I kind of hit the ground running and forgot just my basic values was just being a girl. And so I tried to dumb down and not do anything, and that lasted about 6 years, and then that's not me either. And hence, I'm back, and now I've got a really good balance to my life.
That's incredible. Balance is the most important because if there is no balance in life, you
Yep.
can't be happy.
Right? Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. And movie industry is really hard to succeed. It's very competitive. It's very tough, especially in Los Angeles. How did you succeed? What helped you the most to build connections and to network? How did you actually build your network? What helped you?
I don't know. I'm one of those people that I'm blessed people want to talk to. I think it's the psychology in me because I actually listen. And so I came out here not really knowing that many people at all and just had this knack of meeting the right people. I think I'm one of the luckiest people I know. And then it's learning your craft and learning what works. I think a lot of people in my business get stuck on a project that might be true to them. Maybe it's about a family member, an illness, or something that means a lot to them, but wouldn't be mean a lot to the masses. And I always wanted to see what worked, what marketing-wise worked, what do people want to see and want to go to? And so those are the movies that I tried to make. And luckily, we've been successful up to now.
Yeah, you actually mentioned the key factor, catering to the audience and actually giving the audience what they really want and what's really needed. So that's the most important. How did you learn a balance in such a busy schedule? Because so many women are balancing work and careers and trying to do it all. What helps you the most to balance it?
I mean, I just think happiness. I tell a lot of my girlfriends now, especially the girls that are trying to be these power women, they forget to be happy. And that's the ultimate. As a former therapist, the number one regret that people have when they die is that they work too much. I think we as people need to realize that things can go on without us being at the helm every day. Being able to delegate is equally as important as, as trying to make everything mine. And having the right people around you means everything. And look, if you're not happy, no one else around you is going to be happy. So for me, I used to work 24/7. There were many years that went by where just 1 year came into another. And my big vacation might have been the Cannes Film Festival, but that wasn't really a vacation for me because at that particular market, I had to sell more than ever. And so, where most people were going there just to network and have fun, I actually had an office. So that wasn't a vacation. And nowadays, I just think travel and life and friends and family are everything. Work is secondary. Work keeps me in the lifestyle that I want to be in, but everything else comes first. So I try to make weekends mine. I try to make the evenings mine as well. When we're at work, we're at work, and when we're not, definitely at play.
I love that. And what were your challenges in your career, like the biggest challenges you ever had?
I mean, like as a female, especially when I was coming up, there was a lot of challenges. I was I think the first female distributor ever. And people just weren't used to seeing someone like me come into a room or be at the sales markets. And so there was a lot of preconceived stereotypes. I remember going to sets early on and, the actors looking around to see where my husband was or my boyfriend was, or not understanding that I might have represented the money or I might have been the one that they had to listen to. I was shooting a movie in Serbia 20 something years ago, and I remember from down to the drivers all the way up to the people on the set. If I said we were going to shoot days, they immediately said we're going to shoot nights. I mean, everything was so against me because I was a female. And I remember one of the drivers saying to me one day, absolutely with a disgusted look on his face, that I should be barefoot and pregnant and that I was doing a disservice to women. And that was okay. Made me, educate him in my way and try even harder. So there was a lot of stuff I had to deal with back then, that females won't have to deal with now. But you know what? I always said being a female maybe got me into the room a little bit quicker. The thing is, you just had to be smart enough then to stay in the room. That's what most girls have to learn.
Oh, I love that. And it's definitely challenging for women sometimes more in this world because we are not taken as seriously because sometimes men have these perceptions that women are not smart enough or not strong enough to lead. And you have such a very empowering industry where you have to be like a really strong leader. And of course, some men don't take it seriously. They don't understand how can women do better than men in this.
Right? So much for equal,
So true. And you attended all the best events, Oscars, Met Galas, everything. And what do you think of Oscars and what do you think of Cannes Film Festival, which is coming up? It's already started, actually.
The Oscars are great if you've got a movie in them. There's nothing better. And I actually helped produce the pre-show to the Oscars one year, and doing that red carpet is one of the most challenging productions ever. I mean, it's the most massive red carpet you'll ever see, and it really was an honor to be on it. The Oscars themselves, if I don't have a film in it, I don't go. And Cannes, I had 2 decades of Cannes. I mean, Cannes for somebody who's actually working and in the business is very different than Cannes, from somebody who goes and just wants to be seen. So I loved Cannes when I was there. It was the market where I had to prove myself and sell the most. I have many a Cannes story, and Cannes, I think 20 years ago was very different than Cannes is now. So, I was lucky enough to be there at the height of it before it became kind of commercialized to what it is now. But I love that market. I love the south of France. I love everything about it. It's great.
And what is the best advice would you give to women who are trying to build their careers or trying to get into movie industry?
I mean, now's a very good time for a woman where it wasn't when I came up. Nowadays, because of diversity and inclusion, it's a good time to be a woman. The only thing that I would say is don't rely on your looks or the mere fact that you are a woman. Learn your craft, be an equal, be as good as anybody else that's out there. And just, for me, the biggest thing is if it's not there in the script, it's not going to be there in the movie. So don't think that as we're shooting it, it's going to get better. It's not. Fix your scripts, surround yourself, like I said, with the best people for you to work with. I always look at directors. I personally don't want to be a director's first. I like them to learn a little bit on someone else's movie and then come in and I'll be your second. And find talent that people really want to watch. It's fine that we've all got friends that are in the business and stuff, but you could put a bunch of your friends in the movie and it might go nowhere. Learn who is audience friendly these days. It doesn't have to be the biggest actor in the world. No one's expecting you to deliver Tom Cruise, but who's up and coming? Who's on a show that's up and coming? Who's being talked about, right now? And put them in it. So again, to me, if I can't get an audience, my film means nothing. I might have the best film in the world, but if nobody sees it, nobody sees it. So So just study the marketplace. I used to read every single film-related magazine that was out there, from the Hollywood Reporter to Variety to anything in between, just to learn and see what was there. You know, we're all not going to be lucky enough to come in with an IP like Barbie, but we can create something that is great. And now that Barbie has done so well, you can say, well, how can I capitalize on that audience if that's the audience that you're going after? Or do you like thrillers and then figure out what that audience is? Or do you like horror movies and what's that audience? You know, so do something that you're passionate about. You're going to be on that film for at least 1 to 2 years. People seem to think that our business is really quick. It's not. The average film is a minimum of 9 months from the day you start filming it to the day you turn it in. So that's a good year out of your life. And that's not including developing the script, optioning the material, and then delivering it once it's done. So you better love what you're doing, because you've got quite a while that you're going to be living in that family and nucleus of the film that you're choosing.
I kind of like done some roles in the movies, and I know that actually the filming date can be sometimes a year or two, like you said, from actual, I mean.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to gundrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's gundrymd.com/energy.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From actual movie release date,
Yes.
and it can be so challenging. But what is the most challenging part for you? Is when you're producing the movie or just creating the movie?
I think all of it is challenging. I mean, look, whenever you find a good piece of material, you're excited, except nowadays there are less and less films being made. So it's actually a harder time right now. You know, Netflix just announced they're taking their productions down from from almost 60 projects to I think 30. So they're slicing them in half. There's less people going to the movie theaters. Nobody quite knows what's happening. So, to find the material is one thing, but then you're holding your breath saying, okay, what director, what actor am I bringing on board this? And then comes the challenge of who's going to finance this? The actual sitting on the set making the movie, that's the fun part. We all love that. But then we're holding our breath afterwards to say, uh-oh, did this film come out the way we think it did? And is my vision the same as the director's vision? And is that vision the same as the financier's vision? So now you've got three egos, trying to deliver this project. And then I have a project that Screen Gems has. And like you just said, it takes forever for the film to come out. Mine's a horror movie that we did last year. And we've yet to come out, not because the film isn't good, because there were so many horror movies released this past year that we can't find the date to come out. So that movie is over a year old. We know we're coming out theatrically, but we're all holding our breath to say, what is the weekend that we are finally coming out? And so then you're waiting for that. And then people are going less and less to movie theaters. So then you're holding your breath and going, oh my God, please be the one movie that people are going to see, or please hope that the studio made a trailer that we all want to watch, or even if it goes to Netflix or one of the streamers, I'm fine with that nowadays too. A lot of times I don't go to the theater like I used to. So I'm quite content for mine to come out, on a streaming platform. Some of the best, shows now are on streamers.
What do you actually think? Compare, reality TV versus movies. Of course, they're totally different things, but reality TV sometimes has way more span and way more lifetime on TV than some movies do.
I personally don't watch reality TV. It's just not my thing. I do watch docuseries. I think that they're great, but the reality TV, I'm always laughing to my friends who are getting really caught up in these characters in reality TV and saying, it's not real, right? Like there are still producers there. We are creating the drama. We are creating everything. And so knowing that, it is not something that I typically watch. But some of the TV programs that are out there now, like Baby Reindeer, I couldn't stop watching that. That was based on something real. And it was like, oh my God, this is genius. That guy is going to have a huge future in our business. So I love discovering things like that.
What do you think as far as streaming versus the actual movies? Because I feel like every movie is available now on Apple TV or any other platform. And to go to movies, it's about the same price. So people will actually decide, do they want to? Like for me, sometimes I was like, okay, I can watch this movie in theater. But this one, I can actually watch it at home. It's okay. I'll wait a little bit and...
I think it's unfortunate that movies are going the way that they are. I don't know how long theaters stay in existence the way they used to be, unless they're kind of event spaces. For me, I only, and I hate to say this because I am a movie producer, but I tend to only go to the movies that are so grand in scale that I wouldn't see them on a small TV. So Furiosa is coming and Planet of the Apes is coming. And, I kind of want to see Fall Guy still in the, in the theater. But, it's these big kind of event type of movies. I wanted to see Barbie in the theater and Oppenheimer. But, I understand how some of these smaller movies don't get seen theatrically. If I'm debating back and forth, it's just easier to stay home and order a pizza. I get it. And most of us have large screen TVs now. So why go out? Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, so true. And like you said, I do like to see action movies or any kind of like huge premieres on actually a movie screen. But otherwise, it's just not, doesn't really make sense for people. So I guess that's why like theaters are a little bit dying out. What do you think about Barbie movie? Because I was partnering with Warner Brothers on the Barbie movie, actually. And I had, the actual PR package from the movie. And I went to see the movie early. Like, I went to the actual premiere. Yeah. It was so much fun because it was childhood dream for me about Barbie. And it was very inaccessible when I lived. I'm from Ukraine originally. And at that time, my parents... got me Barbie when I was like 5 years old, and it was my dream. It was so unexpected, and I was just like beyond happy. And then I got to partner with actual movie. I was beyond,
Amazing.
happy about this. And what do you think about movie? Because I did expect it kind of more about this, but I mean, they still packed really great information in it and so many great learning points,
Yeah.
but the movie was success. But what is your point of view?
I absolutely loved it. It's interesting because that weekend, all I wanted to do was see Oppenheimer. I went to see Barbie going, let me go see it. My girlfriend, Robbie Brenner, shout out to Robbie, was the producer of the movie. And so I was so proud of her for producing it and for getting it going. And she's now running all of Mattel because of it. And so I went in with low expectations, thinking, all right, I'll be entertained, but I probably am not going to love this. I'm not the audience for it. And I walked out of there quite the opposite. I walked out of there thinking it was so much fun. I loved every minute of it. I thought Ryan Gosling was genius. I'm a huge Margot Robbie fan, anyways. I mean, she's stunning. So she was the perfect Barbie. And Ryan, as soon as he did the I'm Just Ken song, I was in. It was just so much fun. So I can't wait for Ken the movie to come out. And yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it was great. I mean, what Barbie did for females is the same as what Wonder Woman did for us, a while ago. So those two movies should go down iconically for the females of the world.
So true. I think Barbie movie had really so many great takeaways, and I still rewatch it. I still watch
Yeah,
it. I already probably watched it like 5 times already, maybe more.
that's great. That's great.
Yeah, the movie is iconic.
Wearing your pink, I see. You're in your Barbie pink, so it's all good.
And also, as far as your career, you built such a huge company as well. And what is your best business advice for women?
I mean, again, like what I said before, just be passionate about whatever you choose to go into, no matter what it is. I think as long as we're passionate about it, we can succeed and do it. And the other thing is, and I've been guilty of it sometimes. Too many times people talk about what they want to do, but they never take the first step to do it. And 9 out of 10 times, if you just do it, you will succeed. You just got to get out of the mindset of talking only. And it can be the smallest steps, but do one thing every day to get you a little bit closer to what your dream is. And again, you'll get there. And don't be afraid to network in any way possible. I mean, look, when I was coming up and I was a PA, I was the first one volunteering to pick up anybody to do the littlest things. You want coffee? You want lunch? Can I pick you up? Can I be the runner? But I spoke to every single person along the way and quickly started getting promoted along the way. Because I was interested, I was curious. And by the time I came on to produce my first movie, I knew all the different departments. A lot of times in the production world, people think it's only about the actors. Oh, who are we going to get? And who do we cast? And, then I'm going to sit on the set and be a big deal because I'm a producer. Well, that's not producing. It's not producing at all. What is the grip? What do the grips do? What do the electric department do? What is what are the people that are setting up or the location scouts doing? How do we create this monstrous set? Is it practical? Are we building it? Are we on a stage? Are we, doing it in nature? Like, what are all the steps that come to it? And learn every part of it. And for me, I'm fascinated with that. There's nothing too small. I love watching the VFX guys come up with these amazing shots that you would never think would be there. So again, I think at the end of the day, people only look at the finish. If you want to be a clothing designer, you don't poof make a dress. You got to figure out what's the fabric, what's the beads, what's the zipper that you're putting in, and all that you've got to enjoy and love before you actually get the garment that you're going to wear. So it's the same thing for any business. I just think learn every facet of it and enjoy every facet of it. And if you're not enjoying it, then get out. Don't do it. Then it's time to move on and find something else. And a lot of people think that they're not that passionate about a lot of things, but you'd be surprised when you start getting into their heads. that their passions are so varied. You know, are you passionate about food? Then write a book, you know, or become a chef or go work in a restaurant. Are you passionate about your dog? Learn, you know, volunteer in a veterinary clinic, you know, do something with animals. I mean, there's so much we can do and so much we're going to need to do because the world is getting a little bit smaller now in what's accessible to us. So let's figure out what we're good at and what we enjoy doing, and then we'll be successful at it. I really honestly believe we will be.
I love that. The key points you said is actually learning every detail of it, like anything you want to do, and actually do it. Because sometimes so many people, like you said, they just talk about it but don't ever start it. So yeah, that's the key. And they're so afraid to start it because they're not going to succeed. But you will not know until you start. So.
I know. I think fear holds most people back. It really does. And, you know, that's why kids typically are better than adults, because the older we get, the wiser we get. And the wiser we get, then our brain starts getting in the way. You know, it could even be in your dating world. You know, you're a kid, you walk up to anybody, you know, and you're like, hi, I want to be my friend. And when you're an adult, you're like, oh, I can't walk up to that person and ask if do you want to be my friend? Like, you know, I can't do that. So, you know, so we just need to take fear out of our mind and just say, I'm going for it.
So true. I noticed that too. Like the older I get, the more I start overthink stuff. And I was like, wait a minute, cut off the overthinking and let's just do it.
Absolutely. That saying, ignorance is bliss, is true, you
Yeah,
know.
so true. Any exciting projects are you working on now, like you would like to share with us?
I'm not allowed to share too many before they're announced. All I can say is I've got a big mini series coming next. Can't say who it's on because studio has to announce it, but based on probably one of the biggest rock and roll legends of our time, and it's a huge mini series. And then I've got another action movie, and we're in post-production right now on a movie with Clive Owen and Daisy Ridley. By the director of two James Bond movies, the biggest being Casino Royale. So that should come to a theater near you in about 6 or 7 months.
Wow, that's very exciting.
Very excited.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Where can our listeners find you, your social handles?
Yeah, it's Cindy Cowan 1000, Cindy Cowan, the number 1000. That's Twitter and Instagram, and just Cindy Cowan on Facebook.
Thank you so much, Cindy.
Yes, thank you. It's a pleasure meeting you. I'll have to see you when you come to LA, but pleasure meeting you and keep wearing pink and being beautiful you.
Thank you. That was all for today, guys. I hope you really enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Not Basic Blonde podcast is available on all the major platforms with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. To support the show, tag NBB Podcast on your Instagram stories and check out more behind the scenes on Instagram as well at notbasicblonde_ or NBB Podcast. And if you haven't, subscribe, rate, and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.